KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8 o'clock. Today is Monday, May the 20th, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, some light rain, 51 degrees.
I-15 delays in Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, long-awaited answers. West Valley police are expected to reveal more of what they know about the Susan Cox Powell case.
KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live with more. Andrew?
Amanda, a news conference has been scheduled for 3 o'clock this afternoon here. It'll be live on KSL. Cox family attorney Ann Bremner expects the release of thousands of documents connected to Susan's case. Last week, Chuck Cox disputed details in a People magazine report, including the timing of some events that seemed to tie Josh's brother, Michael Powell, to Susan's disappearance.
I talked to another detective a couple days later about it, and I had gotten the dates wrong and things on it and didn't fully understand what they were trying to tell me.
Over the weekend, Cox also said police actually found bones in Oregon. He says, though, it's believed they were animal bones. Live on the scene, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. It's all about the timing. When did the White House know about the IRS targeting conservative groups? That's what several GOP lawmakers want to know. Brian Martin has more live in the KSL 24-hour news at the 24-hour news desk. Brian?
Grant, the White House sent a top advisor to the Sunday morning talk show saying the president had no role in the IRS targeting conservative groups, but Ohio Senator Rob Portman is leading this charge. He says otherwise. Portman tells ABC's This Week he wants a special counsel now to check it out.
We do know is that politics was put ahead of the public interest. And it was done so in two of the most sensitive areas of our government. One, of course, the tax collection agency, which has this enormous power over all of us. And second, our national security.
Portman sees a special prosecutor coming, just like Watergate. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. One person is dead and dozens injured after violent springtime weather in the nation's heartland. ABC's Jim Ryan reports from Shawnee, Oklahoma.
It's thought that at least 4 tornadoes touched down in this area, and the governor has declared a state of emergency in 16 counties. That triggers a request for federal assistance. For hours, the normally busy Interstate 40 was blocked by 18-wheelers that had been blown onto their sides. Conditions have improved dramatically now, but forecasters say another round of violent weather can't be ruled out by Monday night.
Lisa Aiken manages an apartment complex in Kansas where hail broke 150 windows.
Everyone's just pulled together to assist because I think we have another storm rolling in, so we want to get all the windows covered now.
Nearby, a tornado touched down with winds of 110 miles an hour.
The FBI says 2 agents were killed this weekend. ABC's Deirdre Bryant reports.
41-year-old Special Agent Christopher Lorick and 40-year-old Special Agent Stephen Shaw were members of the FBI's elite hostage rescue team. They were killed in a training accident off the coast of Virginia Beach. The cause of the incident is under review. FBI Director Robert Mueller said in a statement, "We mourn the loss of 2 brave and courageous men, and our hearts are with their wives, children, and other loved ones." The hostage rescue team is part of the Critical Incident Response Group, based at Quantico. The team recently rescued a 5-year-old boy who was being held hostage by a 65-year-old man in an underground bunker. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
The latest update shows 6 people are still in the hospital after that big crash in Saratoga Springs Saturday night. Police say a pickup truck crossed into the eastbound traffic near 12th West and State Route 73, hit a minivan, then an SUV.
3 people were in critical condition after a crash on I-80 in Tooele County. 5 people were injured in total after their SUV drifted and rolled yesterday morning. No one was wearing a seatbelt.
The DWR has been working to remove a young bear that likes to spend time hanging out around homes in Provo Canyon. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more live. Randall?
This is a juvenile bear that's hanging out in Provo Canyon. It's been in a residential area. It's been showing up the past few days. And the DWR, they try to scare it off, but since they set up a trap.
It hasn't shown any aggression and hasn't done any damage, really. So it's just one of those no harm, no foul incidents where we will just relocate it.
Scott Root with the DWR says these younger bears, they like to follow their nose, and once they catch it, they'll move that bear to the Diamond Fork area. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
An Orem High football player who collapsed during practice will have surgery today. Doctors discovered Ben Smith had a heart condition after he collapsed. Over the weekend, doctors briefly woke Smith up from his medically induced coma before sedating him again.
Funeral arrangements for Sister Frances Monson have yet to be announced, but many are thinking about her life with LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson.
While they didn't know the Monsons personally,
the couple has been just so wonderful.
People like Murray resident Dolores Shama feel their influence.
She has followed him on all of these tours that they have taken for the church.
Logan resident Sister Beverly Baldwin is serving a mission on Temple Square.
My heart just started to cry for President Monson. Relief for Sister Monson that she could move on.
St. George resident Quinn Danning says his faith helps him cope with the loss many are feeling.
Even though we feel her loss now, she's in a happier place. And I know President Monson knows and understands that.
Nkoyo Iyamba, KSL News Radio.
And still to come on Utah's Morning News, no real estate troubles for this Utah area. Park City is booming.
And they have cleared that accident out on the new Bingham Highway, so all lanes are open there at 5200 West. Traffic and weather together coming up on the nines.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Why should you use American Financing? Not only do they offer the best service and turn time so you can start saving money in as fast as 8 days, but if you found out you could save hundreds of dollars a month, I'm sure you'd want to start right away. Most importantly, American Financing has salary-based loan officers, so they aren't going to try to get you into a program or situation that isn't right for you. Customer service is their number one goal. If you currently have an interest rate of 4.5% or higher, you should be refinancing while rates are at historic lows. Don't hesitate. Start the new year right and save money on your biggest expense. If you're upside down on one or both of your mortgages, American Financing offers several loan programs that can help those who owe more than their house is currently worth. In some cases, dropping your mortgage insurance significantly with no appraisal required. Act now while mortgage rates are still low. 801-485-3838. That's 801-485-3838 or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
When it comes to plants and trees, there's something you should know.
Color and curb appeal to your home is simple with Tri-City Nursery. Stop by and talk to the experts. See how you too can get creative with shrubs, trees, and perennials. That's Tri-City Nursery, Deseret Drive, Kaysville. Add some color to your home at Tri-City Nursery.
Everything you need to beautify your home, you'll find it here and it's locally grown. Get it where it grows. Tri-City Nursery.
So, sir, are you kidding me?
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 8:15.
Details on a protection against developing Alzheimer's that no one may want. I'm KSL's Amy Iverson.
The news is sponsored by Bear River Mutual. Visit BearRiverMutual.com for your home and auto insurance. Bear River Mutual, where values count. KSL News Time 8:08.
Doctors are calling for more research into the whooping cough vaccine and why the old version was phased out. Doctors are now recommending that adolescents get a booster shot of the new vaccine because they know its effectiveness wanes after about 5 years.
The housing crash is becoming a distant memory for Park City. KSL News Radio's Logan Daniels has more.
Inventory is down and prices are up across the board in Park City. President of the Park City Board of Realtors, Jeff Spencer, says out-of-state buyers are buying up lots and single-family homes for vacation property because they see prices only going up for the foreseeable future.
Total sales are up 25% from a year ago.
Yahoo is paying $1.1 billion to buy the microblogging site Tumblr. But ABC's Rebecca Jarvis says Yahoo hasn't done so well on acquisitions so far.
Yahoo is notorious for making bad acquisitions. Unfortunately, they have a laundry list between 2002 and 2012 of companies that they paid a total of $6 billion for, and frankly, most of those companies, those acquisitions, never worked out.
Tumblr did a reported $13 million in sales last year.
NASA says a boulder-sized meteor that slammed into the moon in March caused the biggest lunar explosion ever observed. The strike was so bright that anyone looking up at the moon at that moment could have seen it even without a telescope.
Wow. KSL News Time 8:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Let's go back to the KSL Traffic Center. Andy Farnsworth, how are things rolling along?
Well, I got to admit, I'm a little surprised we haven't seen big accidents on I-15 in the wet roads this morning, but we have seen a lot of slowing. Even without the crashes, we've got traffic sluggish still from that North Lehigh exit that takes you to Mountain View Corridor all the way to Point of the Mountain. And reduced speeds continue from Bangor Highway's exit in Draper all the way through the South Interchange before it starts to clear out in Murray. 215's West Belt, we had some backups heading up past 3100 South to the 21st South Freeway. Looks like those are still there, Ricky.
Andy, we are still looking at some slowdowns southbound I-15 in Layton, as well as just a little bit as you're going through Farmington, but most of your slowing is between Glover Lane all the way down through Woods Cross, and then it picks up again at the North Interchange on the descent into downtown. And crews are on the scene of an accident. This is on I-80 and I-215's West Belt route on the ramp. It's from westbound I-80 to go southbound on the West Belt, and the crews are over to the left. Mosey Cloud Backup by EMC. Protect your critical business files and securely access them from any computer, smartphone, or tablet with Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Learn more at Mosey.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman, KSL with the center. A steady rain this morning, and most of that ought to end by late morning in the midday. Then a hint of sunshine for the midday hours with a few more showers or storms that could pop up with the heating of the day. High temperature 68. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
51 downtown.
Oh, you're going to like the weather later in the week. You are really going to like the weather over the Memorial Day weekend. The 7-day forecast coming up at 20 past. And you know what we're going to do to help you get out of town safely? Thursday and Friday afternoon, triple team traffic coverage.
That is going to be so helpful.
That's
because people do go crazy those 2 days.
Yeah, they do. Scott Maria will be able to tell you the best way to get out of town. That's Thursday and Friday right here on KSL.
Get out of town, you knucklehead.
That's exactly
on
right.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Wait a minute. Who are you calling a knucklehead?
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Why wouldn't you sell your gold at Utah Gold Buyers? It's a good question, because as the name implies, buying gold and some diamonds is all we do. We're not a jewelry store, and we're not a pawn shop. We're a gold buying store, a relaxed, comfortable space to sell your diamonds or gold. And because buying gold and diamonds is all we do, we have to do it well. Now think about that. We have to be super competitive, and that means you can get the most possible money in a comfortable, zero-pressure, no-sales environment. Which would be great news if you have unwanted gold to sell. Hey, now's a great time to sell your gold. Gold prices are still extremely high, and you'll get a fair price for it. Some places you might go. That being the case, why wouldn't you sell your gold a better, more comfortable, more relaxed way? Why wouldn't you sell your gold at the Gold Buying Store? Utah Gold Buyers, 8 locations and online at utahgoldbuyer.com. Now in Layton, on Antelope Drive next to Target, and in Logan on North Main Street next to Walmart.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest national scenic byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubiesinn.com. That's rubiesinn.com.
We'll be joined by our Andrew Adams right off the top of the program today. We're going to talk about what the heck is going on with the Susan Powell case. Some interesting comments in People magazine, but how valid are they? We'll get into it all on today's Doug Wright Show.
KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Special breaking news and traffic on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
An Elkridge family is grieving after the death of their soldier's son in Afghanistan. I'm KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson.
Other local stories we're following for you this hour. Many who ran in this weekend's rainy Ogden Marathon say they will do it again because of the emotional tributes to the Boston Marathon victims. They say the tragedy only makes them want to run more.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
I-15 traffic still sluggish most of the way between Lehigh and Point of the Mountain and from the Bangor Highway and Draper up into Murray. Had some leftover delays on the west belt near 21st South and some southbound backups in Bountiful. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Right through the morning hours and just a slight chance of some additional showers in the afternoon with partly cloudy skies then. 68, I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra. Right now, 51 degrees downtown.
New research from Consumer Reports finds the benefits of testosterone replacement drugs are overblown while the risks are underappreciated. Lisa Gill is prescription drugs editor for the magazine.
Low testosterone can be a sign of actually other conditions, things like heart disease or kidney failure, heart failure, even diabetes, having osteoporosis, problems with your pituitary gland, or even tumors on your pituitary glands.
But risks from the drugs can include blood clots, enlarged prostate, sleep apnea, and may even speed up prostate cancer growth and increase heart attack risk.
I'm Amy Iverson with The Browsers. No one wants skin cancer, but if you have had it, here's a silver lining. New research shows that people who have had skin cancer may be up to 80% less likely to develop Alzheimer's disease. In the study published in the journal Neurology, one possibility is that those who have had skin cancer may have spent more time outdoors being more active, which we know links with lower Alzheimer's risk. Amy Iverson, KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 8:45, we talked with Steve Roberts earlier this morning about the IRS scandal and whether it rises to the level of any charges being filed. We'll talk about that at 8:45.
KSL's top national story. New documents show the long-lasting effects of sexual abuse in the military. More than 85,000 veterans were treated just last year, and 4,000 sought disability benefits.
Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk.
50 tornadoes in 6 states over the weekend, including 7 in Oklahoma.
There's more of them, and it's just about the same area. You don't get much time in cleanup in places like this today, because in that hot red zone that runs basically through Oklahoma City, Tulsa, you're a part of that as well, all the way up to almost St. Louis. There's a moderate risk, which is a pretty strong chance that you're going to get some powerful thunderstorms.
That's ABC weather guy Sam Champion. People are likely stuck in their morning commutes between Connecticut and New York City right now. The train that derailed on Friday means 30,000 more drivers on the roads. Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy.
Anyone who's going to be using the highway system in this area, please, if at all possible, carpool.
He asked people to stay in New York for the entire week if they can. Gas prices keep going up, risen 11 cents over the past 2 weeks. The average price nationwide of a gallon of regular, now $3.66 a gallon. Bunch of economists like what they're seeing for consumer spending in the housing market. They predict the U.S. economy will grow 2.4% this year, 3% next year. No word yet on who has the winning $600 million Powerball ticket. Everybody in the small Florida town where it was sold are on the edge of their seats.
We were very upset that it wasn't us because we didn't even buy a ticket, but just knowing that it was right down the street that somebody won was pretty exciting.
You have to buy a ticket.
You kind of have to buy it. Yeah, anyway.
That's kind
the cash
of the
option, $377 million is that cash option. Taylor Swift, the big winner last night at the Billboard Music Awards, but it was Justin Bieber who seems to be getting all the smack talk this morning. He won the Milestone Award, then kind of sounded like a tough guy while he was getting booed on stage.
This is not a gimmick. I'm an artist, and I should be taken seriously, and this all this other bull should not be spoken of.
He's just up there demanding respect.
Yeah,
that's
going to
help. You know, you just can't demand respect.
Help. You can't
that's
demand
one of those
it.
Things.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. Look, take me seriously.
Yeah, look what's happened to us through the years.
Good luck with that. Well, one of the stories we're following this morning that's just amazing is this 11-year-old boy who got attacked by three Rottweilers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
tough kid, though.
He is a tough kid. Wait till you hear about this boy coming up on KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour.
819, traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And how's the commute look now, Andy?
Right now, it's pretty busy still on that south end. We're seeing some improvement as the speeds are improving, especially between Lehigh and Point of the Mountain. It just seems like traffic's thinning out. Roads are still wet all the way between Lehigh and Salt Lake City. And so you've got more than the usual delays in Sandy right now. It's taking an extra 10-plus minutes to get through this backup all the way up through the south interchange. It does look like some earlier backups on the 215 West Belt have broken up, though, near 21st South. Ricky?
Andy, to the west on I-80 there at I-215's West Belt route, we had that accident on the ramp from westbound I-80 to go southbound on I-215. Now we have an accident on the overflow ramp itself. It's there to the right, blocking lanes of traffic, so just be aware if you're going to be traveling. This one might be from eastbound I-80. It's a little difficult to tell, but we're seeing traffic jammed up. I think those ramps have been a little slick this morning from the rainfall we've received. We also have a report of an accident on the east side on I-80 westbound at 13th East. Southbounders coming in from Davis County. Better speeds in Layton and Kaysville, but we're still seeing some heavy and slow patches of traffic between Glover Lane and Farmington down to 1500 South Woods Crossing. Just a small patch of heavy and slow traffic right at the north interchange. Spring into money with Utah Gold Buyers. Sell your gold, silver, or diamond jewelry to Utah Gold Buyers, utahgoldbuyer.com, or visit them at one of 8 locations, the newest in Logan. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Find out now about our 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Steady rain this morning, and it'll give away some sunshine, I think, by the midday hours, but at that point, we could see some additional showers popping up with the heating of the day. 68 the high. More sunshine tomorrow and 78. Breezy, warm Wednesday, highs 83. Touch of a cool down Thursday. We're back in the mid-70s, partly cloudy. Upper 70s Friday in sunshine and near 80 weekend. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, it is 51 degrees downtown. Time for the KSL News Quiz. Amanda, what do they win?
A garden gift pack, a $50 value from Miller's Company.
Yeah. All right, who won eight music awards last night at the Billboard Music Festival? Well, not if they don't know who that is.
Oh, all right.
See?
Okay.
You're giving them a little musical bumper there.
All right.
What are you talking about?
801-575-1160.
Yeah, what is she talking about?
I have no clue.
What are you going to be talking about?
Oh, where to start? Oh, my goodness. Can I just tell you up front, I am so disappointed in the Republican convention over the weekend. Not that they elected James Evans, fine and dandy there, but the fact that not a single crumb, not a single thing, not a bone was thrown to those who have concern about the inclusion within the caucus system and the threshold at which you get a clean sweep at the convention. Not a bone.
Why do you think that is?
Was thrown.
Why
because, do you think that is? Because they've got the power, and I think they're ticked off that anyone would question them on it, speaking of the extreme right of the party. I think that they're upset at the thought of some kind of an initiative going forward, and rather than trying to diffuse it, rather than trying to actually maybe satiate some of those folks with just a little bit of give, oh, no.
Oh, really? All right.
And that's likely to come up on the show.
You think
Grant.
So? Good topic.
And much, much more.
Thank you, Doug. Doug's appearance with us, sponsored by Doug Smith Autoplex in American Fork. Seven brands, one stop. That's the Doug Smith experience.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a four-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win great prizes, like a Yellowstone getaway to Three Bear Lodge Resort, courtesy of the Montana Office of Tourism, or enter to win tickets to the Utah Shakespeare Festival, opening June 24th in Cedar City. Plus, find out more about the KSL Family Book Festival,
featuring the Utah Foster Care Foundation's Chalk Art Festival, Saturday, June 15th at the Gateway. Log on today and win at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quiksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, one per person household per day. Only valid on same-day receipts dated May 24th through the 27th, 2013. And not valid on gift card purchases. Visit outlets at traversemountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284.
After the war, my dad, Richard Whipple, came home, met Mom, and in 1947 started a family in a friendly family business called Richard Whipple Plumbing and Heating. All nine of us kids were involved in the business. We learned to answer the phone because the business phone was our home phone. We learned our customer service philosophy from a great mentor. Work hard, do the job right, and to stand behind our work. 66 years later, we're Whipple Service Champions, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, drain cleaning, and remodeling. Modeling. We're still the clean-cut, drug-tested, background-checked, friendly family business with the solid foundation from our founder. Mom is 86 now and still answers the old phone number at home. If you call 444-FAST, however, you'll get one of our staff of many terrific client care reps trained and ready to serve you, and you won't be waking up Mom. Try us out with $100 off any of our services. Call 444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. Limit one offer per visit.
$4.66. Tucson, Arizona, the lowest prices, $3.18. Minneapolis, the highest, $4.27.
Economists are worried another housing bubble is on the horizon. In Texas, California, and Oregon, housing prices have risen faster than incomes. Nationwide, home prices rose 6% last year and are continuing to rise this year. Experts say another 6 months of increases and we will have a bubble.
Consumer spending expected to pick up a little bit this year, even though government spending is in decline. Economists predict the U.S. economy will grow 2.4% this year and 3% next year.
Markets are mixed right now. The Dow is down 10 points. We're at 15,343. The Nasdaq's up 3, and the S&P is up 0.1.
Boy, tornadoes just blasting the Midwest. We'll talk about that coming up. And we'll tell you about an 11-year-old kid who was very, very brave after being attacked by three Rottweilers. That's just ahead with Grant and Amanda on KSL News Radio.
You can cut.
Do we need to cut that amount of money?
Yes.
And more.
Just make sure it makes sense.
I mean, you don't lop off the productive stuff. You lop off the unproductive stuff. You don't penalize those that are being efficient. You penalize those who are totally inefficient.
Government gets bigger. Sometimes it gets smaller. Doug Wright walks Utah through all the changes. Listen weekdays 9 to noon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Dan is 36. He lives in his grandmammy's extra bedroom that he shares with Mammy's small Pomeranian pooch named Fluffy Concert Cupcake.
Huh? Who's there?
He runs a blog about pirates in the Pacific, yet he has a phobia of big open waters.
Hey, I can hear you.
Dan is a good guy. In fact, Grandmammy nicknamed him Champ. It's just that Dan has had a failure to launch. Dan should be doing more.
I have a phobia of doorknobs.
It's just that Dan gets his gray skin tone from basking in the glow of his computer.
Why, I thought that was normal.
Dan didn't learn that life is better outside Mammy's floral wallpapered house. He never got off the couch to find out physical activity would give him even more energy to seize the day.
That sounds exhausting.
Start reinforcing healthier habits now and discover how life gets even better for your children when you do. Learn how Intermountain Healthcare can help you increase your children's physical activity. Visit intermountainlivewell.org.
Are you still there?
Intermountain Live Well.
The question was, who was the big winner last night? 8 Music Awards at the Billboard Music Awards.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Of course.
Way to go, Ash. Thanks for listening this morning.
So beautiful. News at this hour is sponsored by Alpine Home Medical, your trusted leader for home medical equipment, including wheelchair scooters and home oxygen.
KSL News Time, 8:29. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Andy Farnsworth in the traffic center.
Well, if you're heading north on I-15, expect slowdowns for most of your way in between Bangor Highway. Actually, almost Point of the Mountain. Now, there's a little stretch in between Point of the Mountain and Bluffdale where you're at the speed limit. All the rest is under the speed limit because of the rain, and that'll take you all the way up to the south interchange. Also beginning to see quite a bit of slowing between 21st South and 6th South downtown. Ricky?
Andy, earlier delays southbound I-15 are starting to break up there in Davis County, but now we still have a few patches of slowing, and they're going to be between Farmington, basically at the bottom end of Farmington, going through Woods Cross, but again, clearing very quickly. We have this accident on the ramp from northbound I-215's West Belt route to go westbound on I-80. It is blocking the right and causing some backups there. And then on I-80 to the east, an accident reported westbound at 1300 East. Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog is here and filled with ideas, specials. Does your cedar fence need repair? Sutherland's 1x4 6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. It's kind of a mixed bag Monday. We're expecting steady rain this morning. Most of that ought to taper off by the midday. That'll give way to some sunshine. Temperature's about 68. Could see a few more showers and storms popping up, though, with the heating of the day this afternoon. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
Right now it's 51 degrees.
Northbound delays continue. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top local story this hour. An Elk Ridge father says no parent should have to bury their child this after his soldier son was killed in Afghanistan.
KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
Jim Taus says his son died from a bomb that killed 3 soldiers, and now the family is trying to cope with the loss.
He was my boy. You know, he was me. I love old cars. He loves old cars. I love it. It seems like everything I love, he loved.
His son Cody was an Army medic and had been a firefighter before joining the Army. Details on the funeral are still pending. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. The nation's midsection got slammed with severe weather over the weekend, and Mother Nature still has plenty in store for that area. Brian Martin has the very latest live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, Oklahoma really took the brunt on this one. Mark Nettles was in his employer's shelter along with about 20 other people in Kearney. They stayed in the safe room until the storm passed by. Then they had to work through broken beams and doors in order to survey the office.
Looked out and saw all the destruction around us. Hard to believe that we sat through that and was right in the middle of it.
One person was killed, about 24 hurt, and more strong storms are expected today as far north as Chicago. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. The Monday morning rush will be much worse than normal for 30,000 Connecticut commuters after last week's train derailment. Jim Reidecker with the Connecticut Department of Transportation says express buses will be running to bridge the gap.
The shuttle services will be operating, but it will be very difficult for customers. There'll be lines, it will take longer, and it's going to be a difficult commute if that's your option.
Friday, 2 trains collided, injuring more than 70 people.
An issue with a landing gear forced a plane to make a belly landing in New Jersey. 34 people were on board the U.S. Airways Express flight, but nobody was injured. The plane circled Newark in a holding pattern while working to get the gear down before landing on its belly.
A judge in New York will hear closing arguments in the federal civil rights trial of the NYPD's tactic of stop, question, and frisk. Dozens of witnesses testified they were wrongly stopped by police. Their lawyers say officers are not properly trained and feel pressure to make stops.
A Uinta County Sheriff's deputy and an Evanston, Wyoming police officer shoot and kill a man suspected of trying to rob a gun store. Store owner Raymond Fruit says Naeem Labaki fired at him through the door.
At first, I thought it was shot. The percussion from the blast and all that, you know, I'm all checking myself, making sure I wasn't hit.
A few minutes later, Labaki crashed his SUV and was then shot and killed after reportedly pointing the rifle at officers.
A man who drew a gun inside the West Valley City Police Department makes his first court appearance today. Investigators say last month, James Kammeyer threatened an officer before police shot him. He faces charges of aggravated assault and making terrorism threats.
Nurses told him he was the toughest kid they've ever treated. An 11-year-old St. George boy is talking about being attacked by three Rottweilers. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams begins our team coverage.
KJ Reed spent 6 days in the hospital. The muscles over his ribs were exposed in the attack, and four of his ribs were broken. He has 62 stitches on the outside of his body alone.
I have, I think, four stitches on the top of my head, right along here.
He talked to KSL about the ordeal 2 weeks later. The good news is he has no permanent damage. The dogs themselves, they're under quarantine. Animal Control is investigating. The dogs even attacked their owner when she tried to protect the boy. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Before our morning commutes, we could be jogging along when an angry dog charges right at us. One expert says running away from this problem is not in our best interest. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour continues our team coverage.
Remember, dogs are built with predator-prey responses. They can chase after anything that runs. Chief Investigator John Paul Fox with the Humane Society of Utah says one time he couldn't move for a half hour with an angry German Shepherd around the corner. Fox tells joggers that they should freeze without making a sound, as hard as that might be.
Failing that, fall to the ground and curl up for protection. Carry dog repellent and call Animal Control if possible.
He said he was done, but Michael Phelps may return to the Olympics. The son of the U.S. National Swim Team director says Phelps will make a comeback in Rio in 2016. But Phelps went on Twitter to downplay the report, but he didn't deny it either.
Kobe Bryant reassured his fans via Twitter last night that he is not about to retire. Word spread over the weekend of a major announcement involving the Lakers star, but it turned out to be a fundraiser for the homeless that Bryant would be participating in.
Utah's morning news continues.
Can the newest healthy cooking oil be made out of algae? I'm Paul Nelson.
No relief yet from northbound delays scattered from Lehigh to Midvale.
KSL News Time, 8:35.
Hey, Dad. Whoa. What is that?
Oh, hey, son. What do you think? It's my new bike.
It's great. But how did you afford it?
Your college fund. What else?
Dad, what were you thinking?
Well, your mom and I realized we never talked to you about the dangers of drinking alcohol underage.
But I don't drink alcohol.
Oh, sure, not yet. But your mom and I never set clear rules about no underage drinking. So it's probably just a matter of time.
Dad!
We really let you down, son. New research shows that alcohol can impair memory and learning capabilities in a teen's developing brain. So you're not going to need that college fund after all.
There's still time to set rules.
Well, son, I don't know. We really should have talked to you sooner.
Honey, the hot tub is here.
What? I don't drink, and I want to go to college.
Well, I guess there is that 30-day return policy. But don't tell your mom. She tried on like 300 swimsuits.
Want to keep your kids alcohol-free? Visit parentsempowered.org.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers. You or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer. And not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com, a public service of six leading lung cancer advocacy groups.
MD.
When her kid's shot, just head on over to the ER.
1-3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 8:45, the Tea Party Rising. ABC's Steve Roberts weighs in.
And the news is sponsored by Mountain America Credit Union. Buying a home? Mountain America has FHA, conventional mortgages, construction, and jumbo loans. Visit MACU.com. KSL News Time, 8:38.
Another media site has been hacked. Twitter accounts and a blog maintained by the Financial Times were attacked. The Syrian Electronic Army claims responsibility. It is a pro-government group in Syria. Recent targets included the BBC, Al Jazeera, and The Onion.
Forget college, just go be a plumber. That's the message many are taking from New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's latest comments. Bloomberg said most high school grads should learn a trade because it's hard to outsource and it will probably cost you less, too.
An upbeat report today from the National Association for Business Economics. Dr. Natara Heinzel is chair of the NABE Outlook Survey Committee.
The panelists are predicting an improvement in the unemployment rate for this year and next year. In fact, they're suggesting that by the fourth quarter of 2013, the unemployment rate will be at 7.4%. By the fourth quarter of 2014, it'll be at 6.8%.
The panelists are also predicting continued growth in house prices and investment and non-residential structures.
Researchers at Utah State University think they may have found a new and healthy form of cooking oil extracted from a plant you might not expect. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
When it comes to cooking oil, they have to have a certain lipid chain to produce that right kind of feeling in your mouth.
We have found a type of algae that makes just the right kinds of oils.
That's right, algae. Bruce Bugby with the Utah State University College of Agriculture says this algae-based oil is healthy like palm oil and easier on the environment to make. Plus, this algae can grow where other vegetation can't.
We can take salt water and use it to grow this algae, and that water is worthless for agriculture.
But they still have a lot of work left to do before it can hit store shelves. Bugby says they weren't even looking to create food oil when they started out. They were originally looking to make biodiesel. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
839, traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And any relief now, Andy?
Not so much, unfortunately. Not at in between the Highway 92 exit on Utah County side of Point of the Mountain and about 90th South in Sandy. That whole stretch is still very slow. A lot of stop and go and a lot of rain still falling in spots. It is in better shape, though, from 7200 South all the way up to the I-80 interchange. Still have a little bit of slowing after 21st South as you head into downtown. And south of Lehigh in Utah County, I-15 dry for the most part. Ricky?
Andy, we're still seeing just a little bit of slower traffic southbound on I-15 going, well, it's at the very end of Farmington and the north end of Centerville, and then another patch right around 5th South in Bountiful. Over to the west, we have this accident on the ramp. It's there blocking the right lane of traffic. It is as you're leaving the West Belt route going northbound to connect to westbound I-80. You want a career and a life? Convergys can relate. Now hiring in Salt Lake City, you'll enjoy great benefits and talented, friendly colleagues. Apply online at careers.convergys.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Grant Wayman at KSL Weather Center. We've got ourselves a storm system here, a lingering rain this morning, and then we'll expect a lot of the steady rain to push out by late morning. We'll get a hint of sunshine by the midday, and then we could see a few more showers with thunderstorms popping up in the afternoon. High 68, traffic and weather together. It'll be 10 minutes on the nines of Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now downtown, we've got 51 degrees.
Today is a good reading day.
A very good reading
day. Rainy day and Monday. But
you and I both have the new Dan Brown novel.
Oh my gosh, I am
loving to get home.
The new Dan Brown novel. But by the Memorial Day weekend, it's going to be sunny.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
And perfect like San Diego weather. Mm-hmm. Guys, we'll have the 7-day forecast for you coming up in 10 minutes right here.
Better than San Diego.
Yeah.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at GoodNeighborPharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
7% of people polled said they wanted a higher level in order to get a clean sweep at the Republican convention. But over the weekend, no, not even that bone could be thrown. We'll talk about that on today's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Extra traffic and extra weather on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, 11 people are in the hospital after a weekend of crashes that authorities say could have been avoided. They say it appears a man may have been distracted when he crashed into two other cars in Saratoga Springs, and a driver overcorrected and rolled into Tooele County.
Other local stories we're following. Surgery is scheduled today for the Orem High football player who collapsed during practice. Doctors discovered Ben Smith had a heart condition at the hospital. They have been keeping him in a medically induced coma since last Thursday.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller dealerships.
Still looking at backups from Point of the Mountain up through Sandy. Looking better on the north end. A little bit of delay still in place between Centerville Bountiful and the accident on the ramp from I-80 to I-215's West Belt. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain continues for the morning hours. It's going to stay on the cool side. We'll get a little bit of sun afternoon with some additional showers popping up then. High 68. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now it's 51 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour. United Airlines is returning its fleet of 787s to the air today. The federal government had grounded the Boeing 787s in January because of smoldering batteries.
KSL Politics now. In-depth news and analysis from the political world.
Congressional elections are still almost 2 years away, but former Republican presidential hopeful Representative Michelle Bachmann is already running ads, and you'll never guess what happened.
Great news. The U.S. House just passed my bill to repeal Obamacare. Obamacare promised us lower costs and a better health care system. But the truth is just the opposite. Unaffordable, skyrocketing insurance costs. And a system so complicated, well, even Democrats are calling it a train wreck.
Of course, the House has voted many, many times to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and it doesn't matter because the House is not the only center of power in D.C.
Great news. The U.S. House just passed my bill to repeal Obamacare.
But early campaign ads aren't meant to inform you. They're meant to inspire you to give them money. I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
Washington is all abuzz with the latest information about the IRS scandal. So does this go all the way to the top?
Earlier this morning, we spoke with ABC's Steve Roberts to talk to him about what the White House knew.
The White House is trying very hard to get in front of this scandal, maybe a little late. But, you know, over the weekend, the president of TV talk shows yesterday, the president's spokesman, Dan Pfeiffer, called what the IRS did outrageous and inexcusable. The president fired the head of the IRS. They are trying to distance themselves as fast as they possibly can, and with good reason. You know, the power of government is so great that when it's used unfairly to punish one's political enemies, that sends a chill through everybody. Because, look, down the line is going to be a Republican president at some point again. You know, Democrats cannot take any comfort from the fact that the IRS over-scrutinized the Tea Party, because somewhere down the line, they're the ones that are going to be in those sights if that kind of behavior is considered acceptable. So that's why the president, I think, has done a good job of trying to get out in front of this problem. But the Republicans who control the House of Representatives and can hold hearings and run committees and ask questions are not going to be deterred. They think they have a good issue, and they do.
You know, they made fun of it on Saturday Night Live, but should it be concerning to us, Steve, that the president didn't know about this, that he found out the same way we did via the media?
Well, yes, on some level, but of course, you know, the president's got a lot of things to do, and there is an inherent problem here, which is that the law is very badly drawn, and there's a huge loophole, and these organizations can say, well, I'm under a certain provision of the tax law. I'm a social welfare organization, not a political organization. You can get tax-exempt status and still operate politically, and the IRS was handed a very difficult problem. The real issue, though, is that they applied the law, it would appear. They applied the law unequally. They scrutinized conservative groups more toughly than they did Democratic groups.
That is Steve Roberts. We talked with him a little bit earlier this morning on KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time, 8:49. Traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Seems weird about all the problems in the 8 o'clock hour lately, Andy.
Yeah, everybody's waiting now instead of getting it out of the way early. No, but we've got a lot of slowing, even in spots that don't have accidents. Slowing from SR-92 over Point of the Mountain has yet to clear out. In fact, after you go over Point of the Mountain, you actually come to a stop for several blocks approaching Bluffdale. Slowdowns remain between Bangor Highway and the South Interchange, and traffic on 215's westbound. Now, it's better at the 21st South Freeway, but still got that accident, Ricky?
Yeah, Andy, this is on the collector ramp. It's flying over from northbound I-215's west belt to go westbound on I-80, and a lot of emergency crews are on the scene. They are blocking that right lane of traffic. You can get by squeezing to the left, but it is a tight squeeze. You want to slow down and use caution. It is causing some backups. The good news for those Davis County drivers, southbound spots of slowing have completely cleared out. We are looking at a pretty good drive over to the east I-80 and I-215. Does your roof need to be repaired or replaced? Call American Roofing for spring savings. Since 1954, they're the roofers you can count on. 801-269-1276. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look now at the KSL 7-day forecast.
Well, the rain from the weekend continues into the first part of the week with steady rain this morning, and that should give way to some clearing by the midday, but then we'll expect a few more pop-up showers or storms in the afternoon. 68 the high. Tomorrow, more sunshine at 78. Wednesday's our warmest day of the week, 83 and breezy. Thursday, just a touch cooler, mid-70s and partly cloudy. Friday, sunshine 77. Weekend, sunshine near 80. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the 9, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now, downtown, do we still have rain downtown? Doesn't look like it.
Drizzly.
Yeah, he's got his windshield wipers on. Yeah. Okay, 51 degrees.
This portion of the news sponsored by Career Path High School. Graduate high school with the technical certification needed for a high-paying job. Visit careerpathhigh.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Did you know that a 10-minute HeartView scan could save your life? Detecting heart disease long before symptoms occur The 10-minute non-invasive HeartView scan provides an extraordinary analysis of the heart and its surrounding vessels and enables doctors to see even mild plaque buildup that may be an indication of early heart disease. As a result, heart problems can be treated sooner, and that leads to faster recovery and a healthier future. For a limited time, a HeartView scan is specially priced at $99 and does not require a doctor's order. It's available at four convenient locations: Davis Hospital and Medical Center, Jordan Valley Medical Center, Salt Lake Regional Medical Center, and Pioneer Valley Hospital. For peace of mind, don't wait. Get a HeartView scan today, or give it as a gift to someone you love. For scheduling and gift certificate information on this limited-time $99 HeartView scan, call 866-431-WELL. That's 866-431-WELL. Or go to myheartscan.com. That's myheartscan.com. Go to myheartscan.com today.
Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog has arrived, filled with spring buys, ideas, specials, and more. A new deck not only adds value to your home, but it also creates an enjoyable outdoor space. Build a sturdy, low-maintenance deck with Cimarron composite decking for $150 per linear foot, compared to $249. Does your cedar fence need a little TLC? 1x4x6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Show weeds who's boss with Roundup ready-to-use weed and grass killer for just $649 after mail-in rebate. Shade your windows or porch with outdoor roll-up window shades at up to 80% off. We have three sizes to choose from. Check out our tool sale. Right now, you can get a 2400 PSI pressure washer for only $249. That's $120 off. Sutherland's, serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Check out these deals and more online at Sutherland's.com. Sutherland's.
Well, the Republican caucus system in the state of Utah has got him kind of chapped.
Yeah.
So that's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, more than 10 million Americans commute an hour each way to work. The biggest way to save money on your commute, especially with gas prices averaging $3.66 a gallon, is to carpool. An even better way to save money is to bike to work.
A new study finds being retired decreases your physical and mental health. The study compared the health of retirees against those who work past the age of retirement.
The recession may not be completely over, but Americans seem to be fed up with frugality. Restaurant sales have hit an all-time high, $200 million in April, and one survey says consumers expect to spend more time eating out this year.
Fed up with frugality.
Yeah, we're done.
Well, let's take a look at your money at this moment. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 4, NASDAQ up 2, and the S&P 500 up a fraction of a point.
We've just had real slowdowns coming into Salt Lake from Utah County. We'll check it again coming up.
Do you like KSL? Then like KSL. Join the discussion on the KSL News Radio Facebook page. Be the first to know about breaking news. Share your opinion on current events and politics. Find out more about KSL events. Plus, win our exclusive weekly Facebook contests. This week, you can win front row tickets to see Real Salt Lake take on the San Jose Earthquake on June 1st. Enter today by visiting facebook.com/KSL News Radio. That's facebook.com/KSL News Radio.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Hey, if you own a home or you want to own a home, you need to call American Financing today. They'll guide you through the lending process with their salary-based mortgage consultants, whose main objective is to offer you the best customer service and a loan that meets your individual needs. If you still haven't refinanced your FHA loan, you cannot afford to wait any longer. You must call American Financing today. The government is making significant changes to FHA loans. The big change will be the duration of time the mortgage insurance is required. After June 3rd, 2013, FHA loans may be required to carry mortgage insurance for the life of the loan. This could cost you tens of thousands of dollars. There are several types of loan programs that do not require mortgage insurance, and American Financing can help you finance any of these. If you've been hesitant about refinancing or purchasing, wait no longer. Call American Financing now before these changes go into effect. 801-485-3838. That's 801-485-3838. Or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Scandinavian pioneer history and art. May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and...
The kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Three vehicles, they just pulled it over to the right shoulder less than a minute ago. So hopefully some of that backup that we've got stretching down the hill to Highway 92 will improve. But you're still going to be in for brake lights from Bangor Highway all the way to the south interchange. And we have an accident on 90 south at 700 west just before you get to I-15 coming from West Jordan. Ricky.
Andy, we have another patch of slowing southbound I-15 right after the Beck Street overpass on the descent into downtown. And we still have crews cleaning up the crash on the ramp from northbound I-215's West Belt Route to go westbound on I-80. Get what you need for any spring home fix-up project from one of Diamond Rentals' conveniently located equipment stores. Look for the new Diamond Rental Centers along I-15 in Kaysville and Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rainy today, right now 51 downtown, but it gets a whole lot better starting tomorrow. What are you going to start with, Doug?
We're going to start by talking about the Susan Powell situation. We're going to do a debrief with our Andrew Adams. We'll talk with him about what we now know that perhaps we didn't before, but you know, it seems like it's just more suspicions. You know, Mike Powell, the brother of Josh.
Nothing definitive.
Yeah. And then we're going to get into the good old GOP. We'll talk with the former party chair, the current party chair, Kirk Jowers from the Hinckley Institute, and more. All here on
the You have your blood pressure cuff?
I know. Yeah. The alarms will be going off.
It is 9 o'clock right now on your radio.